Assembly language is used to write programs in terms of the basic operations of a processor. This is a tutorial in the assembly language of the MIPS R2000 processor chip. This tutorial uses the SPIM simulator of the chip rather than the actual hardware. The architecture of a computer is a logical description of its components and of its basic operations. In pure assembly language, one assembly language statement corresponds to one basic operation of the processor. When a programmer writes in assembly language, the programmer is asking for the basic operations of the processor. The architecture of the processor is visible in every statement of the program. Pure assembly language is rare. Most application programs are written in a high-level language. Even when assembly language is used, it usually has been enhanced. Features are added to it to make it more programmer-friendly. This extended assembly language includes statements that correspond to several basic machine operations. The MIPS extended assembly language does this, but the processor chip is still visible. Programs in high-level languages such as C or Pascal are mostly independent of the processor on which they run. Programs in Java are totally independent of the processor. But in assembly language, the program is written totally in terms of the processor. This chapter starts out a tour of assembly language. The chapter discusses the basic computer cycle, machine instructions, machine language, assembly language, language translation, emulation, object modules and load modules, and separate assembly.